Two industries clash over radio waves, airlines, and wireless phone companies. I'm David Brancaccio. We're leading with something that has little to do with weather and nothing to do with COVID that could contribute to significant flight delays this week. It's the rollout of superfast wireless phone service, which airlines and the FAA worry could interfere with some equipment on airplanes. Now, 2 weeks ago, airlines fervently argued for and won a brief extension, but the 5G wireless upgrade is supposed to happen tomorrow, and the airline industry wants more time. Marketplace's Nova Safo is following this.
Yeah, David, airlines are already thinking about some international flight cancellations for planes that would arrive in the U.S. tomorrow. They sent out a new joint letter to the Biden administration asking regulators for more delays in launching AT&T's and Verizon's 5G networks, at least near certain key airports. Now, this warning is over the so-called C-band service that these carriers paid tens of billions of dollars to launch. But airlines and regulators are still worried about these signals interfering with cockpit electronics, especially during bad weather landings. What the airlines, as well as UPS and FedEx, are saying is that if their planes can't land in places like Chicago's O'Hare Airport, where, as you can imagine, there's bad weather sometimes, then their entire networks could be disrupted.
Now, this 5G conversion has been years in the making, but the latest request for a delay is based on new information?
Yeah, that's right. So the airlines already got that two-week delay. That ends tomorrow. But they say in the interim, what they've come to realize is that multiple aircraft safety systems may be at risk here. For example, the FAA is warning about Boeing 787 Dreamliner planes over an automated system that slows the plane down during landing. And United Airlines says it's not just the 787, also the 777 and the 737, which is literally Southwest Airlines' entire fleet. So for now, the airlines want a 2-mile 5G signal buffer zone around key airports. No response yet from Verizon and AT&T.
All right, Nova, thank you. A key market story today is oil, with crude traded in New York at a 7-year high, up another 1.7% this morning at more than $85 a barrel. It's an expectation that worldwide demand for fossil fuel will stay high despite the fast spread of Omicron. The stock market is decidedly droopy. NASDAQ futures are down 1.8%. The S&P future is down 1.2%. Futures for the Dow are down, 280 points, 0.8%. London is down 1.1%. And there's more. Interest rates are the highest since before pandemic, with bonds down today and the benchmark 10-year interest rate up at 1.81%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This COVID era, amid its terrible costs in lives and resources, has prompted many to start their own businesses. The number of people in America filing the paperwork to start a business hit a record 5.4 million in the year just ended. And a new survey from the money borrowing platform called LendingTree looked at where the entrepreneurial hotspots are located. Memphis, top of the list, followed by some other cities in the South, Mobile and Shreveport. Cleveland was top 10, where entrepreneurship ran comparatively low, Boise, Idaho, and Provo, Utah. I spoke to the chief credit analyst for LendingTree, Matt Schultz.
As we've seen all of our lives turn into so much craziness over the last couple of years, a lot of people have said, you know what, I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to try and start this new business because I've always wanted to, and why not do it now?
What might account for this? I mean, maybe a supportive local environment for entrepreneurs, or I don't know, maybe these are areas where things really hit the skids to the point where people were pushed to strike out on their own.
I think the latter is probably the bigger issue. Most of these places are places with a little higher than average unemployment rates. And I think that there's no question that some people in times of job insecurity were interested in creating another revenue stream for themselves.
You also looked at in which fields these businesses were opened up. What was attractive to people? What kind of businesses?
Yeah, what we found was that retail businesses were by far the most commonly pursued type of business. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense because over the last few years, it's become so much easier to start up your own little online shop. In a lot of cases, you can get it up and running in the course of an afternoon.
And when you think about entrepreneurship, I mean, some of it is the drive to set out on your own, but some of it is access to capital, both large and small. And, you know, some people were able to save a little extra when they were working from home during pandemic. And some of that could seed a new business venture.
Yeah, there's no question that the fact that people had a little bit more money in their pocket probably drove people to take this step.
It'd be interesting to see how these trends and if these trends continue as the pandemic reaches some kind of new phase. I won't say it's over, but it's certainly different from the depths of 2020.
Yeah, and we don't have information at the city and state level for 2021, but we do have it on the national level. And what we've seen is that throughout 2021, it's still been really quite elevated.
Matt Schultz is Chief Credit Analyst at LendingTree. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
He mentioned all the new retail businesses. More than a third of the businesses in that survey were in the transportation and warehousing field, which will include many truckers and delivery people. A quarter were in information tech. People registering a new business to broker real estate, that number shrunk in 2021, perhaps with so little housing stock to sell in America these days. Our producers are Rose Conlon, Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.